4 Zulu Yankee X-ray radio check.
Radio check, this is N0TR. My name's Tom in Greer, South Carolina, and you're full quieting into the repeater. Oscar 4. I heard N0TR clear.
In a row, people don't want to talk to you, Tom. N4ZLK.
He probably touched a button and lost something there. How's your day going, Shane, besides being hot?
It's only hot when I get out and get in the back of the trailer and make deliveries, so I try to drive as slow as possible with the air running full blast. How about you? How are you doing today?
Work on that attitude. Oh, we just finished up unloading a chicken feed and coming inside. And we went to the fruit market and picked up some blackberries for the grandson and some more peaches and some more strawberries because Bernice was making 2 strawberry pies last night and she didn't have enough strawberries. And we also had a maid to run to Ingles about 9 o'clock for some cran raspberry juice. And, just come inside, sitting down, and I'm eating some of those blackberries I got down here at the fruit stand. Oh, and we got a yellow watermelon.
I'm glad I haven't had lunch yet, because I might be hungry if I was full. I don't know if that made sense. That sounds good. I may have to stop for lunch over your way. Let's see if I have something for Greer.
That, Shane, I was asking Bernice if she said something on my blackberries. A couple of them look like they're kind of crunched. And I don't guess that'll make any difference when I eat them. Oh, yeah, the fruit market there. Just up 101 there, a few blocks from Wade Hampton, has really got some good stuff. And they'd have the same stuff down on Buncombe there on the right side of the road if you're going south. Oh, I love fruit.
Really good, especially when it's made into pies and pastries. And hello, Miss Bernice.
Which one's cold, Bernice? Okay, here. We'll put some more berries on that. I grabbed hold of the wrong blackberry box here, and somehow or another these blackberries got smashed up on top. I don't know what. They jumped over a little bit, she said. But, I love yellow watermelon. You just don't see them that often, Shane. I guess it's the kid in me. And then they had the big rattlesnake melons. That's what we called them when I was a kid. Still those little dinky round things they got. These are the big long ones.
Yellow watermelon, is the rind yellow or is it yellow inside?
Yellow on the inside. And it just looks like any other watermelon on the outside. And it can come in, I don't know if you remember the black diamonds, they're real dark green. They call them sugar bunnies or sugar something. Wasn't it, Bernice? Sugar babies. And then they had another variety there that is round and striped.
I don't even know if I've ever seen a yellow watermelon. I've eaten a lot of watermelon in my life, and we've grown a lot of watermelon, but I don't ever remember a yellow one, a yellow variety.
We get them in up this, Mom and Dad had a little grocery store there for a few years in Kansas, and we'd get them in, and they just seemed like they were sweeter to me. It's probably the kid in me, but they taste like watermelon, and they're just really good and sweet, and I just love them. And then those big rattlesnake melons, we sold tons of those things. And they're long ones instead of round. Only these things probably weigh 25 to 30 pounds. And just guessing, looking at them. Too much fruit, and you know what would happen.
The watermelon, sometimes you get one that's not as sweet. It's kind of disappointing. But I like to get them nice and cold, put them in the refrigerator, and get them really nice and cold. And then days like this when I'm working, pull them out and snack on them when it's hot. Weather's nothing better.
Sir, you are correct. When I was a kid, before we had a store, we'd go over to the ice plant where they made the big block ice and delivered it out. And they'd have stock tanks there across from the ice plant full of those blocks of ice in it, and like 50-pound blocks of ice. And you'd pick one out of there that was bobbing around, you know, and take that sucker home. Oh, man, nothing better than an icy cold one.
That's the way they used to cut blocks of ice out of the rivers during the wintertime. Stack them in barns and cover them with sawdust and just layer it and layer it and layer it, and that ice would last through the summer.
I remember that, but I watch Life Below Zero a lot and Mountain Men a lot, and it's just amazing the way they preserve their fruit and vegetables and stuff and meat. And yeah, they go down a lot of times to the river, and they'll take a chainsaw and cut out blocks of ice and bring it back, and then melt it down for water.
And it's usually pretty clean water. When it freezes, a lot of the sediment drops out before it freezes.
As a kid, we didn't care. So I can't answer that, Shane. But it's possible. But up there, they got pure mountain streams and stuff like that. Or they know enough to boil it and whatnot. But I love that show. I haven't seen it lately. Life Below Zero or Mountain Men. And they do a lot of different things, but they're subsistence living. In other words, they live on what they trap or shoot or whatever. That one lady on Life Below Zero, this guy's wife on there, they never say kill something. They say they catch it, seals and things like that. And the Native Americans up there from Alaska, they're allowed to take things that regular people that, you know, are not part of their tribe or whatever they call it, and their ancestry. They can't do that, but they can.
Watching a few seasons of that, I caught several shows first season. I didn't catch them all, but I know what you're talking about. There was a couple there. She was the native from there, and he wasn't. And so she did a lot of the hunting because she could take more of the animals that he was allowed to, and in ways that he wasn't allowed to.
Things that I'd never heard of, but she shoots an old. I can't remember now if it's a 30-40 Craig or something. It's pretty old. Maybe it's Japanese. That wouldn't surprise me either, because the Japanese were up in there along around World War II. But it's a long rifle, but she don't hold it right. Her left hand is way back by the clip instead of running it out on the forearm, which would give her a lot more stability, and just drives me nuts. But she eventually gets something.
Rounds at it, you're liable to hit it at some point, right?
Modern, and it's bolt action, and you know, that's the way it should be anyways. But I don't want to get into that, but I'm not a big fan of these paramilitary rifles in civilian hands. But, oh, everybody's got them, and they are versatile, but I don't like them, and that's when they let the cat out of the box. But she's got real old stuff. She does quite well. It's just amazing. And how they preserve their food and some of the things they eat. Bernice's not a big fan of mice and rats and living on the farm, you know. And they eat muskrats all the time, and that kind of grosses her out.
Used to trap muskrat up there in Delaware along in the marshes and stuff. I remember having it one time, opened up the refrigerator up there when I was dating my wife, and there was one that was in the refrigerator. My wife couldn't stand it, but it was right tasty. I enjoyed that.
This is Andrew T. Yeah, it's mind over matter a lot of times. And they eat beaver, and I I know that when the game wardens have a big cookout up there in Kansas, they had all those different varieties of animals, including possums, and that reminded me of Jed Clampett and his gang, you know. But I guess it was good. I had alligator one time down here at that one restaurant here in town, and I wasn't impressed, and I've tasted rattlesnake, and I wasn't overly impressed, but I do like frog legs.
Because if you get hungry enough, there's a lot of things that start tasting better, or you get over the taste if you got to survive, and that's what happened. That's what a lot of people had to do years ago.
On this one show, I don't watch much of it, it was a survival-type show, and he's going through the Amazon, and some of the things he eats, I just switch channels. It's just, but, you know, I guess they know what's edible and what's not, obviously, or he wouldn't be surviving, and he's really good, but I know he's in the Amazon rainforest, and, oh, man, that would be a bad place to be. Never went through any tropical survival school, but I went through one that was up in the mountains, and I never did have a notion I wanted to go down to Panama and go through that school the Army goes through.
Damn, that would be the mind over matter thing there. I grew up, we had chickens and rabbits, and we would shoot squirrels, and I think it was more of a novelty for my dad just to try to do anything. But as a kid, you know, I just learned to eat stuff. And I had a neighbor, he would go fishing in the Saluda Lake, and he'd come back with these great, big, old snapping turtles. And he'd share a little bit of the stew that he would make out of that. So as a young kid, I saw a lot of that. So it didn't, you know, it didn't bother me growing up with that.
Okay, well, we ate a lot of squirrels, and Bernice had helped me clean them, and they were delicious. They were the big red squirrels. Very rarely did we ever see a gray one. But down here, they're like tree rats. They're little bitty fellas. But some of them are pretty. But I just never had a hankering for them down here. I never tried them. And we ate lots of rabbits, and I didn't like ducks very well, but I've tried it, and doves. And, lots of catfish and bass and perch. And, I used to throw the perch back, and Bernice said, "You bring them home, I'll clean them." She'd fillet a fish in the blink of an eye. But, I love wild rabbit. I didn't care for tame rabbit, but I liked wild rabbit. And we had tons of them back then, Shane.
They probably wish you'd quit calling him Shane in poor old Wiki.
You trying to cause trouble?
Not really. I just kind of wanted to let you know who you're talking to, though.
He's talking to, hey, Stacy, N4ZLK. Name here is Shane.
Ha, ha, ha. How about that, Stacy? He just did that because I was calling Tracy this morning.
Roger, N4OVQ.
Hey, I knew Stacy knew my name. I was wondering what I must have sounded
like. Oh, messing with Tom.
Well, Dave was on here a while ago. He's been putting out molts, my gracious, a bunch of it. And he got done. And I went up and bought $61 worth of chicken feed. But like he said, it's a hobby and we enjoy it. And we love sharing the eggs and everything. But we just got eight new black Australops, and they lay big brown eggs when they get old enough, but they're just 9 weeks old now. And we give six of the speckled Sussex that were full grown, but they wasn't very old. But Bernice wanted to change over because he's laid big brown eggs. So in about 4 months, we'll have more eggs from them, Shane.
I love eggs. I eat eggs almost every day at some point, whether for breakfast or later on, but we had a lot of them growing up. Anyway, Stacy, I'm going to give it to you, and then I'm going to let you guys have it because I'm about where I'm going next. I enjoyed it, and or was it Tracy? I can't remember. N4ZLK, go ahead, Stacy.
Good to hear you. Good to talk to you. I'm just sitting here just watching the birds and listening to Tom, so he aggravated me a little bit earlier, so that's what I was doing. But anyway, catch you later, Shane. N4OBQ.
Friend that works at Lowe's, and he's Tracy, and I always give him a bad time, and he works back there in the carpeting area and place like that, and he's Tracy, so I started calling Stacy by the wrong name, and I apologize, I didn't mean to, Stacy, but he's a great guy. He's nothing like Stacy is, but so I ought to be able to differentiate, you know. And people used to come over, and we'd have barbecued beef, and they said, "Boy, that's the best barbecue I ever had that Bernice would make." And they'd say, "Where'd you get your pork at?" And I'd tell them, "No, that ain't pork, that's squirrel." And you ought to seen them, it turned kind of green there. Have a good day, buddy. N4ZLK and 0TR. Back to you, Henry.
Not here in the shade, just watching the birds to see what different kinds I can get coming. And my girlfriend been doing that for years, well, you know. But I never have tried it other than hummingbirds, so I bought me two or three different feeders and just kind of see how that's working over.
Here's the station. Buying big 25-pound bags over at Costco's, and they had sunflower seeds and corn and oats and different things in it. I guess oats, but at any rate, I just throw it out in the yard. But we bought rocks and put there, and so I quit doing it because I didn't want sunflowers coming up through the rocks. But we get 30 or 40 doves at a time out there, and I just love to watch them. And we got blue jays and bluebirds and goldfinch and cardinals and blue jays, which I don't like, but they're kind of mean. But as long as it wasn't starlings, I was all right. Starlings come in, and they would come in there like 50 at a time and eat all the food in one pass. And I got to where I just throw a firecracker out there, out the window, and they were long gone.
4OVQ. Well, I bought a feeder this morning for the finch, and it even advertised as for the goldfinch and a couple of different more, but hadn't seen one of those yet. But I do see I bought two feeders for the chickadees and nut hatchers, and I'm seeing a lot of those. So I bought one of these things. I don't know if you call it suet or soup or something other. It's like a square cake you put in this little wire cage-like deal. David says any kind of bird will come to them. So I just sitting out here trying to see what I can see, over.
Roger. Yeah, you can buy those at Aldi's in a case. And I used to put those on the end of the bird feeders. There was a little cage there for it. And then I put the seed in the cage, but, oh, I don't know. I just got out of the habit of it, and the neighbor lady, she started doing it. But it seemed like the doves, they were much more common if you throwed the feed on the ground. They didn't go to the feeders, whereas the other songbirds, they will go to the feeders. And until it comes time for the starlings to migrate, and with that, but when they come in, there'll be so many on that feeder that you can't even see the feeder, Stacy, and that just don't go with me.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Hey, Rusty. Debbie was fussing this morning. She had to take all her feeders down because I don't know if she said the blackbirds or the crows had come in there, and she said it was a mess, and she said the only way I can get rid of them is go take the feeders down. So she was just fussing about that. Go ahead, Rusty, in 4OVQ.
Hello, Stacy, and hello, Tom. I've
full of ziti and four cheese sauce on it today. Just left the Olive Garden where I had lunch today. So had a chance to have a decent meal that I didn't cook. And good afternoon to both of you. Go ahead, Tom.
Went for your meal. Bernice was over here cutting me a piece of pumpkin pie. Rusty, I missed that.
Olive Garden.
Bernice don't like to go there. She says pasta's the cheapest thing in the world to make, and she's still got that farm girl in her, Rusty, and she don't like to give that much money for pasta. Go figure. Yesterday, she was saying, I need to buy some new shorts, or make some new shorts, and I said, why don't you just go to Kohl's and buy them? Well, they cost $20, and I said, OMG. It's still the farmer in her, Rusty. Go ahead, Stacy.
Well, I went down to the store a little while ago, and the gas went up a dime here in Anderson, or overnight. It was $4.19, it's $4.29, so I'm so sick of that crap. So that's one reason I'm sitting out in the backyard every day. I live about 4.5 to 5 miles from the city of Anderson, the town, that is. And if I don't, I got no reason to go there. If I do, I do everything at one time while I'm there. So I'm basically, I went and done blood work yesterday morning, and I've been home. I did go to Walmart this morning. That's about 3 miles away. But the gas is ridiculous, as y'all know.
I'm sitting here at an intersection where there's a Spink station right next to me. They're $4.29 for regular unleaded and $4.19 for E85. I thought that thing was E85 was supposed to be a whole lot cheaper, but obviously not. Yeah, I had to go out and go get my fourth COVID shot. So I'm all vaccinated up now, having had COVID and then having all four of the shots. I'm about as antibodied as I can get, as they say. So anyway, and I felt I need to come down. I need to come down this way to check something out just around the corner from where the Olive Garden was. I go in there and take a leisurely lunch, and I sit at the bar because I know the bartender. She and I talk a lot and everything. And her husband comes out, and I'll talk with both of them for a little bit. And when they get a chance to not be so packed. And today I walked in at 12:05 thinking I was going to have a wait. Now, one other person sitting at the bar, and there was only one of the booths, or two of the booths in her area that was filled up. So what can I say? N0TR to take it. Go ahead.
Well, good, Rusty. I'm glad you had a nice meal. Bernice, never imagined, with some Cool Whip on it. And if you look in the fridge, there's two strawberry pies. And they're just about as good. We're going to take one of them down to the kids later this evening. And I brought some blackberries for the grandson, the big grandson. But, yeah, the gas was going up long before Putin invaded the Ukraine, so you can't blame it on that. It's as bad as the baby food thing. Pretty bad we have to import baby food from Germany. I don't get it. Things aren't being run right. But I do have something. My neighbor bought me something the other day, Stacy. And it's very nicely made, and I noticed he had this tag right below the model number on his car over there. And I said, what's that mean, Tim, a new edition? And he said, no. He says, and I bought you two of them too, Tom, on Amazon. And I looked at them, they were well made, because I don't put stickers on the car or anything. And so I put one on the car and one on the truck. Now, I'll leave this to your imagination, of course, because I can't say it on the radio. But it's the FJB edition right below where it says Avalon. And I will say this. It's not friends of Joe Biden.
So I'll have to think about that for a while because, actually, I'm lost on that. But and I don't know if that one will ever come to me or not, but anyway, I got to run in the house for a bit, and I'll be back out here in a while, but y'all go ahead, Tom, Rusty, good to hear you, and I'll catch up with y'all later on. NZPR, I can't say Rusty, call W4U2E, if that's it. N4OVQ.
Hey, Stacy, and Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango is a tongue twister. Of course, you could just say it like the a lot of the guys say, I'm wound up too tight, so, you know, it goes at that, but anyway. Tom, the pumpkin pie sounds good, but not for me. I can't eat it. There's something in pumpkin pie that when it's made as a pie, any kind of pumpkin like that, I just can't eat pumpkin. It doesn't agree with me at all. So I try to avoid it at all costs unless I, you know. So I can't even eat pumpkin bread. And people bring that, keep wanting to bring me loaves of pumpkin bread. I said, no, save it for yourself because I won't eat it because it doesn't agree with me. And, you know, that's the way it goes. And, well, I'm going to run in here in the grocery store. I got to pick me up a couple of onions because I got some fresh veggies last night, a couple of squash and zucchini, and I'm going to take and cut them up and throw them in a frying pan with a little bit of olive oil and with some diced up onion and, you know, maybe a little bit of other seasonings and all kinds of things like that, and possibly a slice of bacon or something in there to get it all worked up good and cook that a little bit, and that might be my supper tonight. Anyway, Tom, I'll talk to you in a little bit. I'm going to run in the grocery store here. I won't be long. Catch up to you shortly. N0TRW2T73.
Okie doke, guys. Well, I'm going to go over here and enjoy my coffee and my pie and sit down. And I don't even know what we're having, but that sounds good, Rusty. I'm sorry you can't eat pumpkin pie. I just love it. The youngest grandson, he could eat the whole pie. And he won't eat anybody else's but Grandma's and Bernice's. And not being spoiled, of course. Anyways, young Isaac, the older one's at a football practice today down at, where's he going, Anderson or someplace? Clemson, down at Clint. And Jordan is too. Good Lord. I'm showing 91 degrees here. And I told her, you be careful of my grandsons, or our grandsons. They watch them pretty close, but, oh, I would not put kids out there practicing football in this. 73, Rusty, have a good day. Nice to hear you. And I will be clear. This is N0TR clear.
I'm on 3100, I can't disconnect to go to upstate. It don't disconnect. It tells me the same thing as the status does.
Actually, yeah, I was just looking at the repeaters, and they still look okay. I hadn't got down to the open spot stuff yet, so that gives me an idea of where to go look on.
Good deal. Well, holler back at me. I'm on the phone with my son, and I'm going to talk to him a little bit, and I'll get back with you.
Good. Like I said, I ain't got but probably 15, 20 minutes left on lunch anyway, and I wanted to get an idea of where the problem was so I could look into it. Well, talk at you later, N4OVQ, KN4CHY. Standing by and listen.
N4CHY, N4OVQ, I'll be clear.
N4DJC.
W
22T Mobile.
Hey, Rusty, how you doing today?
I'm trying to stay inside as much as possible where it's cool, and I've got the air running in the car, so even though it says 91 outside, it's a whole lot cooler in here. And I'm headed back to the house where it's had 3 hours of no open doors and things, so it's had a chance to stay good and cool in there, and just the dog at home, so I'm headed home that way for the rest of the day.
You're good plan. I just went out for a little bit. I was going to get a haircut, but the guy wasn't going to be back till 2 o'clock, so I figured I'll catch him another day. I had other things I needed to be doing. Got to run a couple of errands later on this afternoon, and grab a little late lunch. That'll be pretty much be it till this evening. Got to do a little grass water. I got to come in to cut the grass tomorrow and do a few other things, so better them than me, Rusty. N4DJC.
Yeah, that's what I pay someone to come cut my grass for me, because I can't get out there anymore and do it. And I don't have a big enough place that I need a riding lawnmower, so I don't have one. I had one of those self-propelled push mowers, and it died on me, and so I couldn't use it, so it... And I'm trying to get out here. I got a guy on the second lane over that's going to let me come out, but can't get anybody in the lane closest to me to let me get out. So, and all it worked out. So, anyway, and also I'll call them and have them come over, have the guy come over Friday or Saturday. It's a guy from my church, and he has a lawn care business, and, you know, he takes care of mowing grass and things like that. So, anyway, you know, it's, like I said, I don't do that stuff, so I'm going to go home and play radio this afternoon.
Same guy, 2 hours now, probably the last 5 or 6 years. And the guy that did it before that got a little too old and quit doing it. I think he had some, he or his wife, one or the other, had some health issues, but he was very reliable and very reasonable. This young man is, too. But we got to pick it up, y'all, where it takes a rider, and it just... The yard is kind of rough. It's hard on the mower. We had a cup cadet. We beat that thing to death. Finally, after about 5-6 years of doing that, we finally decided it was just too much. And the big thing was weed eating. We ain't got a lot to weed eat, but it's just they were cranking those weed eaters and getting beat all up and running into all kinds of critters. I think just wasn't our cup of tea. We had to deal with Duke Power now. They're building a house next to us. And they trenched a 3-foot-deep ditch out here on the side yard and tore up the grass and everything else. And we lost about 5 feet of grass, about 40 feet of the yard. So we're going to have a talk with them. Of course, they won't do a thing, I'm sure, that they usually don't. But we're still going to have a conversation with them about that to see if there's anything they can do. Either that or the builder, because the builder insisted on them burying the line rather than running it from the pole. So we're gonna have a talk with both of them.
With that, and you might get a little bit more. Help out of Duke Energy, because I know somebody over here that had the same thing happen about them on the property line, their property, when the people next door had their lines buried, and Duke Energy come back, and after, you know, discussion, and the guy from Duke Energy come out and looked at it and said, yeah, our crew screwed it up, so they come back, they sent somebody out to reseed it, and, you know, level it and then reseed it. So he seems to be the guy seems to be happy now. That was last summer, so you never know. And anyway, but no, I had to go out and go get my fourth shot, my second booster for the COVID, just to be sure I'm all up to date. And I'm gonna be in and out and about around people for the next, you know, several months, so I want to make sure I was safe and I couldn't make anybody else, you know, sick. So I had COVID, and I've had all four shots now, so I should be well covered, even with the newest variety that pops up. So, anyway, and just kind of taking it easy. And the guy that's been doing my grass, he's been doing mine for, well, 4, maybe 5 years now. And he comes every couple of weeks, and he
doesn't charge me a whole lot, so, you know, and he's from my church, and he understands, you know, my age. He's not a whole lot younger than me, but he's retired, and he does this to do, so he does mine for a much better price than I could from one of the commercial, big commercial companies, you know. W2 T-Mobile, go ahead, Jerry.
The same here. This is a guy that was doing it as a part-time early on, and you know, he gave me a price on it, and he just raised it this year $5, which is understandable with the gasoline situation. But he does a good job, does the weeding, and he's reliable. He comes when he says he's going to come and doesn't tear the yard up. He'll even, if he misses a spot or two, if the grass is a little damp in spots, so if it pops back up, he'll come back and run over it again later in the week if he needs to. He's been real handy about doing some other things too. And I just ask him what he charges to do something, he tells me, and I pay him, so I let him handle a lot of things that we can't or don't want to do anymore. Now, my wife's been out there clearing, and she's been leveling up the spot out there where deep messed it up herself. And it's not good for her to be out in the sun with her, you know, her situation, you know, at her age, doesn't need to be out in the hot sun doing that, but she insists on doing some of it. But if they just come out and reseed it, you know, that would be okay. I think the builder kind of misled us about how, you know, I knew they would go deep, but I didn't have any idea they'd take an excavator out there and do it instead of one of those regular trenching devices. But they excavated about 3 feet deep and about 2 feet wide and had a pile of dirt out there. They leveled it out, but it wasn't to our satisfaction. We weren't able to be here when they finished it up, which was a problem. We had to pick up our granddaughter yesterday, so we weren't able to, you know, supervise what they do. Otherwise, we probably could have got them to do a little better job. But they'll have to come back. If not, we'll go make a visit over there to the Deep Power office over there, Fair Forest, I guess, because you can't get them. You can't get in touch with them. Otherwise, you have to wait in line on a toll-free number for an hour sometimes to talk to somebody. Of course, if they'll see you face-to-face, they'll ignore you.
Well, I've done some of the. I have a direct line to several different departments with Duke Energy, and also with the Highway Department. When I have to call the Highway Department out here, because even though my road is Old Georgia Road, but it is South Carolina Highway 590. So anybody, if there's wrecks on my road, I have to call the Highway Patrol. If there's something that needs to be done along the side of the road, I call the DOT folks and everything like that, because they're the ones that have to maintain this road and everything else, because it's a state road, it's not a county road. So anyway, but the guy that comes and does my grass, Jerry, it takes him longer to unload and load his equipment than it does for him to mow my yard. So that tells you how small my yard is, front and back. And he goes out there with the weed eater, and he gets his leaf blower and blows all the cuttings around. So, you know, he does a good job. Now, when we get leaf season, I will take and blow a lot of the leaves around myself, because I have a good leaf blower, and I can go out there and do that, because that's just clearing the driveway and up by the house. But the other, he takes care of it for me. Well, Jerry, I have arrived at home, and got somebody stopping behind me so I can make my turn in the driveway, and their brakes were squealing. Let me get out and check the mail. I'm going to do it before I go up to the house and park, because I don't want to have to walk back out here in this yard. Talk to you later. Envoy DJC, W2T, 73.
Talk to you as usual. Have a good afternoon. Stay cool. Talk to you later. W2T, Envoy DJC, clear.